everyone. It's time to eat, drink, and be merry with your hosts, Lisa and Nancy.
Welcome, everybody. It is the third Sunday, which means Ruth Milstein, the author of the Gourmand Award-winning recipe book, Cooking with Love, Ventures into the New Israeli Cuisine, is here with us. Her book is in its second printing, which is awesome. You can get it on Amazon. You can go to her website, ruthmilstein.com. All of that will be in the show notes. But today we're very excited because you know what? August is goat cheese month. As far as I'm concerned, every day is a day for goat cheese. And so I said, hey, Ruth, your interview's airing in August. You know we love goat cheese, right? And we love goats. And some of us like to do yoga with goats. But we said, do you have a recipe for goat cheese, you know, to do with something with goat cheese? And she created a delicious garlic bread. It's happy herb goat cheese garlic bread. I mean, if you're going to play with goats, how could you not be happy, right? So she's back on the show today to talk about her garlic bread with goat cheese and Romano cheese, because she likes a little extra zing to that. So welcome back, Ruth. How are you?
Very good. Yourself?
Very good. Very good. Right now we're recording up in Burnsville, North Carolina, in the Pisgah National Forest in the Smoky Mountains. And now I'm going to have to go out of the forest to go get some goat cheese so that I can make this, because garlic bread is one of the best. I mean, who doesn't want garlic bread, whether you're having it as an appetizer or with a pasta meal or some salad. But to put goat cheese, I never thought of putting goat cheese with it. This sounds good, Ruth.
Goat cheese, also, it's very easy to work with.
Yeah,
it's around
soft.
All around, and it's easy. It's very cheese that it's hard to work with. They need a lot of help. But goat cheese, it's, you can eat it as it is.
Isn't it also quite light for us? Because I know, like, when I was a baby, I was not good with cow dairy. I wasn't good with, you know, cattle dairy. But so Nancy milked, we actually had goats, and she milked goats and made goat cheese, and I could have goat milk, and I was totally fine. And so I've always, I mean, I grew up eating goat cheese, and if I eat too much cow cheese, I still am not that great with it. So goat cheese has always been a thing for me. But I think, isn't that kind of going into the Mediterranean diet? Is this something that you eat a lot of in Israel?
A lot of Italian. Yeah, Italian eat a lot of cheese and goat cheese also. And I eat a lot of meals, dairy, not meat, really. I eat a lot of the, and I include goat cheese. It's easy. But always, when you eat dairy, always try to include some fruit or vegetable.
Oh, some fruit or vegetable.
Tastier.
Okay.
Tastier. And the eyes looking for more food. They won't be hungry after that.
Well, okay. So a lot of times, like, what about feta cheese? Because, you know, I always thought feta cheese was goat cheese.
Feta
but
cheese
if you
is salty.
It's really salty. And now I'm seeing that half of the time they say it's feta cheese on the label. But if you read, it's either a combination of cow and goat or not really always goat. You have to be careful. What, you know, you have to read the labels. So good feta is like packed in oil, isn't it? Not just those crumbs.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about in the store.
Yes. I buy it, but I soak it in water. Soak it in water. All the salt is out. Most of the salt is out. Right.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, yeah, because too much salt. I mean, because goat cheese, I like the goat cheese that's still really soft. And you can,
you can eat it from the package.
I know. I could, exactly. Just don't put cheese in front of me is the most dangerous thing to me. Cheese and wine. I mean, and chocolate. Those are the three things that are the most important in the food. That is the food group.
Dark chocolate is healthy also.
See? Well, now, so goat cheese is, what I like about it is it's light, and you could put it with olives too. Like, would you put olives on the garlic bread? Ooh.
The garlic bread, or I eat it also with figs. Goat cheese with figs going beautifully.
Oh, goat cheese and figs. And this is the season for figs, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, and a little honey. Why do people put honey on figs?
As a light meal. Or just you spread it on toast.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's not hard cheese. It's very, very soft.
Yeah, and you can get it crumbled, which is also nice. But Ruth, your recipe and everyone, Ruth's recipe is up on blendradioandtv.com. It's linked in the show notes. Her happy herb goat cheese. What's interesting about this is that you take this, you've got a little bit of Romano cheese that's grated. You've got dried basil that's minced, minced fresh parsley, garlic cloves that are minced, the crumbled goat cheese, and you do a French bread baguette. But it's interesting to me that you're using the dry basil. I mean, can we use fresh basil? I know a lot of us are at the end stages of it. Would that be okay?
Useless, because it's going to be too...
too overpowering.
Yeah, too powerful. Yeah.
Okay. And the parsley. Parsley's good for us, isn't it?
Yes, everything good for us. All the green good for us. And parsley, it's really green. Look at the color.
Mm.
Really
well,
green.
I like this because you're making this in... Oh, and you put a half a cup of butter that's softened. Not margarine, right? It has to be butter?
Not margarine.
No margarine. Okay. So you blend, you're blending in your recipe, you say, to... Take the Romano cheese, the butter, the basil, the parsley, and the cloves, and you blend that together. And then you're basically spreading it on the baguette because you cut that open, right? So it's crosswise. Okay. So you take like the loaf and you cut it alongside so the crust's on the outside, right? And so you're spreading that on there. So you're not baking the goat cheese till later in there.
No, you don't have to. It's going to be... Goat cheese, if you bake it, it's going to melt.
Okay. So you want that at the end?
No.
Okay.
It's great with food. It's great with food. Whenever there is goat cheese, there is honey and figs together. When I make it. Anyway, goat cheese, honey, figs. Go together.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, hey, and it's that time of year. The figs, the honey, and then the goat cheese, that's like a snack. But then the bread, would you take this as a snack or would you put it with a salad? Would you put it as like with pasta, the garlic bread?
It's already meal. You can eat it as a snack, really, if you have the fruit, you have the bread, you have...
Put it with figs. You want figs on the side. Yeah, it is that season of the fig season. And Israeli cuisine, you use a lot of figs, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. And fig is available. It's available.
Raccoons like them. I know our friends who have fig trees, they're always seeing raccoons in them. Yeah, they go out in the middle of the night if you have a fig tree in the middle of the night, just go shine a light on there like at midnight and see if you see a bunch of little eyes looking at you. You're going to see raccoons eating your figs. They're cute. Other people don't like them, but I do. I think they're very cute. But I like this because this is really easy to do. It's something like if you have someone coming over real quick, Ruth, the unexpected person, you could pop this in the oven real quick.
Very quick. Or without oven, you can just roll it with the lettuce. You roll the cheese, the lettuce, and a little bit honey on top.
You know what we had the other day? When we came here to Burnsville, our friends welcomed us with dinner, and they made ravioli, and we had salad. And she goes, you know, we need an appetizer because we, of course, immediately started drinking wine together, you know. And she goes, we need an appetizer. And she's got a vegetable garden here with tomatoes and cucumbers and everything. And she went and took real flatbread and grilled the flatbread real quick. So it was all heated, but like toasted, right? And she took cucumbers. She sliced fresh from the garden, Ruth. Sliced the cucumbers, put it on top of the bread, and just sprinkled the Romano cheese on top of it. We didn't need any more spreads or anything because the cucumber is moist, you know, and the cheese, it was perfect. There was like a little, and because there's a difference between when you grow your own cucumbers, oh my gosh, it's like a whole other world. It was delicious. It was yummy.
Everything fresh is yummy.
We're still at that time of year, all the way into the pumpkin time and the, you know, when the figs start coming out, like, you know that it's starting to turn into fall season, you know, depending on where you live, I suppose. But, you know, it's just that, that we're at that end of summer and we're still hot and warm, but I like this. I like this recipe even for the holidays, you know, I think this is good for the holidays.
Great for holiday.
Yeah.
So it's light. It's light. It's even a cheese, you know. It's light.
Like, and the French, the French bread is not as, it's not too much when you do a baguette. It's not too much bread when you share it either. Well, the other thing I wanted to bring up, isn't Romano cheese a little less weight on the body when you play with Romano cheese?
Yeah, you have to wait because now they're changing the writing there. They're changing. They said we're changing, you have to wait it. They won't tell you what they changed. Once it's writing there, it's written on the package, they won't tell you what they changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They want you to read it.
Yeah.
And that's it. Or just so small, you can't read nothing.
Yeah, well, that's why you try to get what you can local, you know?
Yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah, out by you in Napa, there's Point Reyes. Up by the National Seashore, they've got these amazing creameries, Point Reyes Creamery. Oh, my gosh. They do goat cheese from, you know, they're feeding off the hills. And goat cheese can be different flavors depending on what the goats are eating. And it's fascinating, you know, and you interview cheesemongers and you interview the farmers of what they're doing with the goats. It's like, hey, you know, every day could be a different batch of cheese. You know, maybe they're eating chives one day and some clover, and you'll taste that in the goat cheese. Does that happen in Israel with goats? Do you eat a lot, you know, they change the flavor that way?
Change flavor. Oh, yeah, they change flavor. They change the packaging. They change everything. Try it. You don't like it? Return it.
Yeah. Or just, you know, give it to somebody else. Give it to someone else. You know, well, you know, share with your friends, But the now, do you like olives with your goat cheese? I know you like figs, but do you
like
olives?
I like olive all day around. Olive, I took it with water before.
Take the salt.
All the salt, and I can eat as much as I can. I love olive. Olive is very healthy. Yeah, once it's not salty, it's really healthy.
Okay, so we've done the olives. Now we're getting into the Italian food, right? So would you take goat cheese and put it, like, if you made, like, ravioli or lasagna or a pasta, you don't want to melt it. Obviously, like you said, you sprinkle it on afterwards. Would you take goat cheese and put it on top of, like, a pasta dish?
Absolutely. But in the end, otherwise it's going to melt, it's going to be almost like milk.
Only the end.
Okay,
and then it can keep its flavor and everything. That's good, man. Well, that's just a little bit of goat cheese, everybody. Goat cheese is good. It's nice and soft. You can have it on crackers. We eat goat cheese on crackers because you can spread it on nicely, you know? There's just so many things you can do with the fabulous world of goat cheese. I think August is goat cheese month, but in June, they actually have a goat cheese day where everybody could just, the world goes out and eats goat cheese all in that one day. I don't know who creates all these holidays, but I'm all for goat cheese.
Well, you were lucky to have it all in your hand.
Yeah, exactly. Goat cheese is everything, man. It goes with everything. Now, with this herb goat cheese garlic bread, the happy herb, she says happy herb. Now, you know, Ruth, everybody's going to giggle at that and go, what you putting in there? What kind of herb is in this? It's parsley.
Herb,
but
usually the green, or any green that you like.
Yeah. Just yeah, you know.
Fresh, you could even slice it or cut it very, very thin and mix it. Delicious. Heaven.
And dill, you could put even dill, maybe thyme.
Yes. Everything with you, but fresh.
Must be fresh. What wine would you drink with this?
Rapid bread, rapid with the lettuce.
Oh, yeah, lettuce is good. Like arugula, a little arugula. And olives.
Oh, yeah.
Arugula, olives.
Very healthy, but not to drink it.
So, Ruth, what wine would you drink with this bread?
I can drink red and white.
I think so too.
Both of them will go.
Yeah, maybe a Pinot Noir. A Pinot Noir might be a nice balance.
Yeah.
Because it can be pretty.
Depends the time of the day. If it's for lunch, I'll try the white.
Mm-hmm.
Once it's come afternoon, evening, go to red.
Okay, go to red. Very good.
Okay.
Well, everyone, Ruth's recipe again is on blendradioandtv.com. We've got the link in the show notes so you can follow the directions and make it yourself for whatever occasion or just to have for any time, because it's a delicious, easy to make recipe, something that, you know, we probably all have in our pantries and in fridge. Just, you know, the French bread, try and get that fresh, obviously, right? Ruth, you want to get that fresh, but even if your bread's going a little stale, it's as a way to use it, right?
Oh, yeah. As a toast. I just put it in the oven, I make it toast, I slice it, make it toast, and I put a little bit of cheese.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
And it's delicious. We told us since we were kids, don't throw away bread.
Mm-mm. You make croutons,
no,
too.
Yes, yeah. Don't throw away bread. Mm-mm. You know why.
No. Don't throw anything away if you can, because, I mean, it's a waste.
That's
people work hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Ruth,
no,
I know this is you're working on your second book, so everyone should know about that. Family cooking.
The book is ready to go, and I have I'm exaggerating. A million people, a publisher wanted to publish it, but they don't want to do anything else.
Well, we'll see what happens with that. So, everyone, stay tuned with Ruth, and as she comes on the show every third Sunday, we'll find out more as she goes in this publishing adventure of her second book. The first one, like I was saying, is out now, Cooking with Love Ventures into the New Israeli Cuisine. You can go to ruthmilstein.com and you can also go to Amazon to get it. And we've also got her recipes up on blendradioandtv.com. Ruth, thank you so much for another delicious recipe and fun conversation.
We'll see you
next month. We're going to talk about Sukkot. Sukkot next month, right?
Oh, yeah, the holidays around the corner. And happy to you and to Nancy.
You too.
Okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone,
okay,
for listening.
Bye-bye.